Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/letstalk. All right, y'all. Hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? I hope everybody's having a good day. And, of course, I just saw some breaking news. Joan Rivers. Y'all know who she is, right? She's been around for a while. Well, apparently she has passed today. She was 81 years old. You know, she's been in a hospital. So, that goes to show, no matter how much you do, how long you try, eventually you got to get. You got to get up out of here. I'm going to have to do something about this mic wire. But anyway, you know, you're going to have to get up out of here. So, hey, R.I.P., Miss Joan Rivers. And, hey, that's what it was going on. But anyway, other than that, how y'all doing? I see I got my two ladies out there. The ladies out there. Yes, I got Divine Design. I got Gnosis Cardia. You know what? I'm going to tell you what, Sister Ego. It took me a long time I've been trying to pronounce that word for the longest, right? And I heard you say it on your show a couple of times, and then it hit me. I'm like, oh, Gnosis Cardia. So I have Gnosis Cardia in the house with me today. I know that's kind of funny, but yeah. Oh, boy, I tell you. Let's see. And it's just a wonderful thing today. I don't know what's going on with this mic. I don't know. We tripping today, but we're going to get it right. Anyway, so... Yeah, 81 is a good one. You know, 81 is a good time, you know, especially when you had a lot of the work that she had. You know, that's amazing, you know, the way stuff is biodegradable and can. But anyway, okay, she's dead, all right. I know y'all like, Mr. Talk, really? Yeah, really. I mean, what y'all want me to say? She's gone. 81. All right, she did some great work. She was a good comedian. You know, her fashion stuff was okay, you know, but hey, she lived the life that she was supposed to live, apparently. So, hey, she gone on to the next dimension. I wish her well. Okay, c'est la vie, you know. And I know some of y'all say, Mr. Talk, that's cold. But I do, you know, for those that feel that I do not have any empathy or what have you, I'm not apologizing to that, you know. Hey, it is what it is. I've seen too much of that in my life. I'm sorry, I've seen too much of that. I've seen too much here in the last few years to where I'm sorry, y'all. I just don't have it. Okay, I don't have it. All right, so we got a quote of the day that's coming up to you. We also have a song of the day. Man, I'm telling you, we got a lot of stuff coming up to you. And I hope y'all ready because I am really hyped right now. And it's getting on going. It's going to be a good thing. You know, see another bring dad indicted in toddler's hot car case. Okay, now, we didn't know that was going to come down, you know. You don't plot it, and then you just go into work and leave your child in the car all day long. No, that's a bunch of bull crap there. He needs to be indicted, plus some. Somebody need to leave him in a hot, share it. All right, anyway. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm kind of pumped today. I don't know why I'm kind of pumped, and I don't know what done went on. I guess because I really rested and meditated today, and I really didn't overdo myself before I came on the air. So I'm feeling good. I had a great workout, you know. So I'm ready, man. I am ready to operate today, and I hope y'all ready to operate with me. Yes, yes, yes. And of course, as always, I have my number one researcher, my number one man in the air. The man that if I slip up, I know he has my back. My co-host, the one and only Cloud Nation Radio. What's going on, my brother? What's happening with you?
Oh, man, nothing much. I got a chance to listen to the archive, and, man, it was pretty powerful.
Yeah, Yeah, man, we threw the gauntlet down a little bit yesterday, and I think, you know, I want us to continue that conversation today. And for those that you know, didn't get to hear the archives, you know, yesterday we spoke on domestic violence and the law. And that was part one, ended up being part one. Today is part two, and we're going to finish up on the Ebony Empress show today as well. So, you know, we're going to get this thing going today. So if y'all don't have anything to do, you know, man, we got some time to talk about this. So we don't have to act necessarily rush it. You know, we got, what, two, three, at least five hours that we can actually discuss this thing. You know, so we don't have to rush it. So it's all good in the neighborhood. Yes, it is. All right. So what else you got for me today, Mr. Hakeem?
Okay. I'm just excited about, like you said, about jumping into the discussion, because unfortunately I missed out on yesterday. So I get a chance to chime in on it today. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Nothing like excitement from a young man, but I dare you to make you feel good. Yeah, everybody should be excited about something one time in their life and another. Y'all don't pay me though. I told y'all, man, I got some meditation done today. I'm feeling pretty spiffy and spiky, as they say. Well, glad to have you back, man. And we ready. I know you got your research done, so, you know, we going to really rock and roll today with this thing, all right? But before I do, of course, you know, we have to, let's go ahead and tell you how you can be a part of the show today, if that's what you choose to do. Just give us a call, 347-838-6622. I'm sorry. Wow, 347-838-8622. You can email me at Eric. Oh, man, hold on for a minute. I don't know what's going on. I'm losing, like, my fingertips aren't working today. Okay, here we go. All right, you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. You can join us in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Also, you can send me messages if you wish. I mean, I'll be more than happy to take whatever you send me and use it on the show. If you want me to use it on the show, you can send it through my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Or, like I said, you send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Either way, those are all the ways you can participate on the show. And we encourage everybody. We love to hear from everyone. You know, we just have certain rules that we do ask that you follow. No, so everybody would have a very enjoyable and respectful time here on the show. I guess I better leave some stuff alone until I get some time done. But anyway, and basically is, you know, when you call in, be respectful. We want you to talk as an adult. We don't want to hear none of that nonsense, derogatory terms, no unnecessary profanity, things of that nature. You know, be respectful to others, because we're going to require that others be respectful to you. And also, that does include our chat room. And, you know, because I have noticed the last couple of days there's some things going on in my chat room. Well, I'm going to put it out there now. If you want to come in and play in the chat room, you can be playing in the little room all by yourself called Gone Gone Land. Yes, that's right. It's going to be called the Gone Gone Land, because we do not feed trolls in this house right here, okay? We do not feed trolls in this house, and Gone Gone Land is the troll land for you. So I'm just going to tell you straight up, I'm not playing with you, you know, not at all. Y'all can call me whatever you want to call me. I do not care, okay? I don't care. You know, the biggest thing about people, some people, is only thing they can do is stoop as low as they can to try and hurt you or derail the success that they see you going, you achieving, then that tells you just what type of person they are. I'm just going to put it out. I ain't scared of none of you jokers out there. And I told you that before. Now, I'm going to tell you this, though, and you better take it to heart, okay? I'm going to tell you this, and this is not for everybody. I'm going to put it out there. This is not for everybody. But for those that continue to do what you do and you know who you are, keep it up. Keep it up. And I'm going to promise you and guarantee you one thing. You're going to eventually have to start looking over your shoulder, okay? So if you want to play this game, you keep playing. Keep playing. That's all I'm telling you. I grew up a long time ago, all right? I'm not here for the nonsense. I'm here to pass information and gain information and knowledge myself. And I don't have time for you to be coming in here disrupting my show because you childish and you want to play little dumb games and call individual names and stuff like that. I really don't give a crack. But anyway, you know, I done said it. Now I'm good. Oh man, it's a wonderful thing what meditation does for you. And yes, in my meditation I was told to let that be known, okay? Now, I'm just going to say it like that. All right, anyway. The quote of the day, man. We got another good quote of the day. And once again, it's from Divine Desire. Hey, if y'all want to send me a quote of the day, it could be the day of the show. It could be the previous night. It doesn't matter, man. Y'all just send it to me, and I read it on the air. I will read it on the air. Now, I may pick it apart a little bit, but I still read it on the air. Okay, so today's quote, once again, is coming from Divine Desire. She sent it to me, and it says, domestic abuse, also called intimate partner violence. And I'm glad she said that. And the initials are IPV. You know, if you read a whole lot of documents, that's the way they describe it, as IPV, intimate partner violence. It's the systematic suffocation of another person's spirit. Oh, man, I tell you. And we sure have a lot of abuse going on BTR. Because sometimes we let that happen, but we're not letting it happen here. Anyway, such is, and such shall be. All right, so thank you. All right, so, oh, man, we got another one in the chat. All right, this is not the day for quotes, y'all, all right? But I'm going to read this last one from Gnosis Cardia. All is love, fear is illusion. All beings are free. Truth can never be destroyed. That's from Mark Passio. All right. That's some good stuff right there. That's some good stuff. All right. So that was it there. Man, I'm telling you, I'm pretty good here. I'm feeling pretty good. Now, what we do, we're going to rock out a little bit with the song of the day, and because I really want to get back into the topic from yesterday. I see we got a couple of individuals already here that were there yesterday, so outstanding. I like it. Go on and impress the number one, y'all, and get ready. Hakeem, bring you in, you know, check you out, and we're going to do our thing, all right? So, without further ado, man, let me bring you to the song of the day. And, hey, man, this is old favorite. I'm telling you, you can always, everybody can relate to this song right here. All right? So without further ado, man, here it is, your song of the day, The Whispers and Rock Steady.
My heart, you are all that.
Everybody steady rocking. Now, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. There you go. You had it, man. You had it. You had the whispers. And rock steady, man. I'm telling you. Oh, I don't know about y'all, but I was rocking steady right here. I sure was. Man, I got up and did a little steady rocking, and yeah. Wow, man. I'm telling you. What a great, great, great thing, man. I'm telling you. So anyway. Anyway, welcome back to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we're talking part two. Hold on, wait a minute. All right, we're talking part two of, let me adjust some levels here because something's not happening right today. We're talking part two of domestic abuse and the law. Yeah, that's what we're talking today, and we are really ready to continue into the conversation from yesterday. So if you want to be a part of the show or participate, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. And join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And those are all the ways you can participate in the show today. We'd be more than happy to accommodate whatever comments or opinions you may have. All right. You know what? I first, before we go into anything, I want to say I made a statement before I went ahead and, you know, we went to the song of the day about people having to look over their shoulders. I'm taking that statement back. You don't have to look over your shoulders, okay? You don't have to do that. You know, I'm not that type of person to where I'm going to sneak up behind you. All right? I'm just going to tell you. Because when it's time, you're going to be looking dead at me in my face, all right? That's all I'm saying. So I take the sneaking up and looking over your back, you know, that's a cowardly way. You know, when I come at you, I'm coming straight at you, all right? I'm not playing no games. And off we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Domestic abuse and the law. Man, I'm telling you. Now, let's talk about some of this stuff. You know, and I know some of y'all were like, well, why he brought this up? Well, you know, I thought about it. You got the local, recent NFL players, Ray Rice, Ray McDonald, entertainers, Ray J. Norwood, Chris Brown. You know, these cats have been abusing and doing all kind of stuff, you know, to for such a long time. But, yeah, the only thing they're getting are what, slaps on the wrist? That's it, at the most. But why? Why are we letting it get away? You know, and, you know, it's interesting. You know, I was doing some more research last night on this thing. And are you aware that there really is not a 1-800 help line for men as far as abuse? That is very crazy. And you know, it's crazy because you would think that this is a thing for everybody, but apparently it's not. And I know some of y'all going to say, why y'all got to always say the men are the victims? Because we already know that the women are victims. You know, that is pushed on us on a daily basis, second by second. That's all you see. Anytime you see a commercial about domestic abuse or the law, what do you see? It has to do with usually with a man hitting a woman or a man abusing a child. Let's be honest. Okay. But we do need to bring the spotlight on the other side of the house because there are men out there that are being just as abused as the women are. Yes, men are less likely to report it because of ridicule and things of that nature that our society, because our society deems men aren't supposed to be abused by anyone, basically anyone. Besides their father, maybe, but that's it. You know, and a lot of times, it's physical, but a lot of times it's mental. It's mentally. You know, it is. It's mentally. Thank you. I was thinking about that last night, Divine. I really was. I was thinking about that last night. I got some attorney friends that's looking into that for me. But, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing that, you know, that is something that is just like that. Let's see. I got a couple of questions in the chat room. Gnosis Cardio says, Mr. Talk, do you think that could be because this society has implemented the destruction of the family? I think that has a lot to do with it. I really do. You know, I believe that it plays a big part of that. You know, because a lot of individuals, you know, because a lot of the so-called psychiatrists, psychologists, you know, pediatricians, whatever, you know, when they look at things like this, one of the first things they look at is, well, what type of household are you coming from? You know, what was your household like? And then, you know, they go from there with the assumption that, okay, because, you know, there isn't a nuclear family anymore, you know, why even worry about the men? Because usually they consider men are being off somewhere else doing whatever unnatural things that everybody believe men do. You know, as the clip said yesterday, sleeping with the secretary or something like that, you know, when that is not the case. You know, and it depends on what part of society you grew up in or you come from. You have a whole different type of you have a whole different picture of exactly what goes on in a household as well. You know, because if you come from the hood, you know, you've seen the for lack of a better word, the ghetto-ness that goes on in some households. You see these young ladies and young men out in the street, and they going toe-to-toe, you know, and it's, a lot of times it's just words. But still, you have the woman going toe-to-toe with the man. And it becomes the norm instead of, it becomes the norm. That is the norm. And a lot of my kids and things grow up thinking that is it. That's a lot, you know, and I think it's interesting. You know, that's the way it is. And you're right. It is their interest to pit men and women against each other. You're right. In fact, today I was watching CBS this morning, and they had a young lady on there as they were talking about Under Armour. And where did Joe go? I see you, Joe. Come on back. I'm not going to talk too long. But anyway, and with this thing with Under Armour, you know, they were saying that, you know, Under Armour is trying a new approach as into, now, once again, you know, you have that word woman empowerment and Charlie Rose asked, well, what is so different from feminism and empowerment? And the girl, she actually said, empowerment is a more positive word that people recognize easier with. But if you talk to them and ask them what the definition is, they give you the definition of feminism. And that goes to show that regardless of what goes on, it is always geared toward protecting the woman. You know what I mean? Ah, Lord have mercy. Well, welcome to the show, Goofy Tooth 10. I'm glad you can make it, and I hope you enjoy the show. You and all your little nasty comments. Oh, man. And you know what, Goofy Tooth 10? I'm going to tell you what you do. Excuse me for a minute, y'all. I'm going to tell you what you do, Goofy 210. Since you can IM me all these little crazy sayings you saying, just going to put them in my chat room, okay? So everybody can see what you're saying to me, okay? Now, don't hide behind the IM, okay? Just going to put it in the chat room. I promise you I would not do anything. I'll let them read everything you have to say about me, okay? Oh, man, life is great. Woo! And I want to welcome everybody that joined us lately in the chat. Goofy Tooth 10, guest 1441, 856, 865-877-8800, ignoring the flame. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm glad. And I told you, I'm not making any threats. Come on, just put it in the chat room, all right? All right, just put it on out there. Everything you think you know about me, just go and put it in the chat room, okay? But anyway, and see, that is the type of abuse that a lot of men take from women. You know, the same type of stuff that I'm getting sent in IMs, you know, that is a lot of the stuff that men take from women. That type of, you know, it's not physical. You know, a lot of times it's psychological. And for those men that are not psychologically or mentally strong, you know, it eats at them. It eats at them until eventually it just, you know, tears them up and breaks them down. And that's the type of stuff that we want to really talk about today. All right? So, I'm through talking right now because I'm tickled to death right now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let since my co-host missed a lot of yesterday, I'm turning the show over to him for a hot minute and let him get his two cents in because I know he has a lot that he wants to say. Joe, Divine Queen, Mr. Michigan, welcome on the switchboards. And, hey, let's get to talking about this thing. All right, Hakeem, the floor is yours, my brother. Handle me.
Okay. Well, you know, I think the first thing I would like to put out a disclaimer stating that I am far from an expert on this matter and flawed in my opinion of it. And, you know, after some careful consideration of considering the gravity of domestic violence, you know, I've come to realize there is always a big picture contributor at the root of the problem. And after diving into the dynamics at play, specifically the dynamic between men and women and the history of adversity, you know, typically women have faced, you know, I have found that it is much easier to impart, you know, it would be much easier for me to impart, you know, some, you know, self-absorbed experience or bias than to carefully consider, you know, a matter objectively, you know. But, you know, for starters, you know, the psychological or the psychology of domestic violence, it appears to be tied to the hierarchy of control and dominance, low self-esteem, depression, dependency, mental health, and traumatic experiences. And on a global scale, there is also this cultivated perception of women, which is typically negative and also promotes the systemic submission of women along with the devaluing of women. And so this by no means devalues or discredits the reality that when men are victims of domestic violence in particular, the fact remains that a stigma is attached to them. Also, what normally is considered serious by many turns hilarious or comical or ridiculous when a male face is attached to the phrase a victim of domestic violence. But these are just, you know, a few of the conditions surrounding domestic violence, I believe. And there are also, you know, things like economic dependency, where the victim may remain, you know, solely dependent on an abuser due to their inability to provide for themselves at that time, or self-esteem, which focuses more on self-worth and self-value. And when a person believes they are worthless or that they cannot find a better mate, in many cases, this is the type of mentality that I would imagine abusers would most likely prey on. But you know, I also mentioned earlier the hierarchy of control and dominance. And, you know, as a man, I do recognize the benefits, the privileges, and the power we possess, which transcends ethnicities, continents, and cultures. And there is, you know, a bias, a double standard, if you may, that is evident globally. Now, sure, one could point out various improvements the isolated success of women and the evolution of human relationships. However, even with the great amounts of progress that has occurred, you know, one cannot ignore the strange relationship of reconcile to defile again that the world has with the poor, with children, with race, and with women particularly. You know, in history has also proven that older rich men have set the standard that the world follows, i.e. colonizers and womanizers, which signals to me that bias and double standards have become internationally social, cultural characteristics interwoven within our society, or one may say institutionalized bias, which often denounces surface level empathy. And yeah, I think surface level empathy, we've seen several examples of surface level empathy in the same cases of those examples I used previously when I talked about the poor, the children, a particular demographic of race, and women. You see segmented several examples of, you know, how it's portrayed. And again, you know, like I said previously, you can't denounce that the reality that, you know, when you attach a male face to domestic violence, you know, it's often not received in the same way. It's you know, that's true. You know, typically, you guys talked about express the reality that, you know, there aren't any, I believe, homes where men who are dealing with domestic violence are you typically housed, and they don't, you know, they don't have a hotline for men, and also the stigma that might follow a male who would call the police or make any form of complaint regarding domestic violence, not only would he be probably ostracized, you know, within his inner circle of other men, but he would most likely be made fun of by all those who are in positions of authority, including law enforcement, including judicial systems, and so on, unless there is some clear and concise evidence that's so graphic, so undisputable, so absolute, that it forces the hand of the court system, so to speak, to react. And so I can't denounce that reality, but I also why. I continue to acknowledge what I've acknowledged earlier because I think it was Sister Ngoni that spoke about the possibility of society implementing the destruction of the family, and that, you know, that it's in their interest to put men and women against each other, and the whole divide and conquer angle. And I think that's very that's a constant scenario that often saturates, you know, the not just pop culture, but I think social interaction as a whole. You see it interwoven into, you know, many of our discussions that you see a constant examples of this man versus women ideology, so to speak. And when you look at many of our communities traditionally, and you look at the history and the origins of our heritage, you know, for many of us, you know, that the combating between men and women, that's not something that was the norm. That's the norm. That actually became inherited in our practices within this colonized construct of the United States of the Americas, and so, I can't denounce, you know, that those threads, you know, the thread of how men are not typically seen or placed in a narrative of domestic violence, but I also can't, you know, denounce the reality of in spite of the progress, in spite of the isolated successes, in spite of all the opportunities that have been presented to the modern day female woman experience, that there's still a great deal of, like I said, surface level examples of success, you know, and that's a norm, you know, to create that appearance of progress, and that's why I categorize it as this strange relationship that I believe that the world has, society has, with reconcile and defile. We reconcile issue after issue, whether it's slavery, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's inequality of women, whether it's poverty, whatever, you can name, the list goes on. And it's a strange relationship between, oh, we're going to reconcile this situation, and at the same, on the surface, but at the same time, we defile again. So we still let children get abused. We still allow women to be placed in this submissive category, this demonized category, and we still distort the definition of this inherited definition of what masculinity is. And you see stuff like, Peter Pan, for example, is a woman being Peter Pan, you know, a Disney character, which is quite interesting. Or, you know, people talked about the feminization of men, you know, the Medeas and the Mrs. Doubtfires and guys, men in dressed up as women. So yeah, I mean, it's one of those, interesting scenarios. And, I personally am looking forward to some of the input of some of the callers, because, you know, when I listened to the archive, I heard an abundance of wisdom and information being expressed, and opinions and viewpoints being expressed, from yesterday's show. So, you know, my little bit here and there, it's just my opinion, but I appreciate and value, the contribution of everyone, especially once the women jumped in and dialogued and they begin to express both their contribution and they also acknowledged, like I said, the double standards and the various biases. So they didn't just come in and go into attack mode. They acknowledge their behalf, or I mean their contribution, but they also reflected on the adversity that many face as well. So I think that's a wonderful thing. And I think I said a lot already.
Well, you know what? You may have said, I'm going to have to get this thing under control. You may have said a lot, but you said the truth. You know what I mean? It's one thing to say a lot and not say nothing, anything, but you said a lot and said a lot at the same time. Woo, outstanding. Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm ready to get some comments in also. So the phone lines are open, 347-838-8622. Get on here and let's talk about domestic violence and the law. Because we already know, as we spoke earlier, we've already said, it's built on divide and conquer, men against the women, and as Gitmo, I'm surprised, put in the chat room, it's one of the most chronically unreported crimes there is. It's not just the domestic violence side of it, but also the specificality of men being the victims in the case. So that has a lot. That does a lot. That has a lot to do with statistics that are really not, not up. I guess you say up to snuff of what the numbers really should be. And once again, it's because of the stigma, not only from the police, but from even family members. Family members, your neighbors, the courts, and things of that nature. So it has a lot. It plays a lot into it. And if there were more resources out there for men, and maybe we can get a true representation of how you know, frequent this thing that abusive men, men being abused is. But you know, it, but as long as society, as long as society continues to hold this thing that, you know, men aren't supposed to be you know, aren't supposed to be abused. And also, you know, I like what you said, Cloud, about the feminization of men, because as you say, you know, a lot of individuals believe that, you know, and women take that into account, you know, Madea, you know, Tyler Perry, you know, they see more men playing the women roles on television. So I think that plays a lot into the psyche of what's going on as far as abuse in the abusive world as well. Now, you know, let's be honest with this thing. It's amazing how in the so-called Hollywood socialite elitist world, you won't hear much about it. But in reality, you know, it's more of it going on there than it is in Bojo's neighborhood. Now, I saw a question in the chat room that says, when does an argument becomes a sin? I think that's what it said. Now, that is interesting as well, because that's as bad, I'm telling you. That's a, that's a loaded question right there in itself. It really is. Because first, you have to break that word sin down as to what do you mean. Now, you know, then you have to go biblical and then spiritual, and we're not trying to go there right now, okay? But I get you, Night in the Flames. I get you. But, you know, we're not going to go there like right about now with that. But it's. But you know what? Why are you making excuses for men who are abusers? I'm not making excuses from them. I'm not making, because I've said it more than once, a man or a woman should not put their hands on each other, regardless. The only time I say that I would do it, I can't speak for anybody else, you know, because everybody else has a, but the only way I would do it, if my life is in danger and I'm trying to get away. That's the only way. But other than that, no. But see, here's the thing. You know, out of all the men that, all the cases, over, what, I think 40-some percent, 46% of them are because men are not trying to hit the women back. So it's not like men are just going out trying to beat women upside the head as soon as they touch them. A lot of them, the abuse is coming because the men, you know, believes, has been taught from a child that you should never hit a woman. A girl, a woman, or whatever. So a lot of the men that are being so-called abused is happening because they just refuse to hit back. Hey, that's good. I don't have a problem with that. Now if we can just stop all this other craziness from all the yelling and cussing and you know, you got men calling women fat asses. You got men calling men fat asses. And you know, you got, you know, after a while, that takes a toll on some people. It really does. You know, so we have to remember that it is not just about putting your hands on individuals. It is psychological as well. And then in many of the cases with the men, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's a psychological thing. You know, you're attacking the manhood. You know, you're attacking the manhood. And ladies, let's be honest. Let's be honest. One time or another, you know, said something, you know, whether you said it to him or not, to attack his manhood. I mean, just like you know, women, you know, men sometimes say something, you know, we all done it, whether we were younger or what, we've done it. You know, let's not sit here and act like we are angels and we've never done anything like that, because we have. Hey, I know I done cracked jokes many times after I done heard about a man, you know, being jumped on and beat up by a woman. In some instances, I say he deserved what he got. So I'm not trying to say one group is better than the other. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to do is bring a overall knowledge to how uneven this whole point of view is, when you put it in the big bowl, it's always stirred up to bring two groups out and leave one group in like it never existed. And that is what we need to, what we need to bring forth, to let everybody know that this is not just for the children or the women. This is for everybody. You know, this is what, you know, abuse is all about. Now, you have those that say children are abused by their mothers more than their fathers. That's true, too, depending on what type of abuse you're talking about. But see, then you're talking about, they'll be all right. Anyway, and then you're talking about hitting children is always wrong. Now, see, that's a whole nother issue in itself right there, hitting children. Now, when you get to talking about hitting children, it's interesting how the wordplay game really comes into effect when you're talking about that and abuse with children. It is. Because growing up, I'm going to tell you, growing up, I got my behind toe up. I'm not going to lie. And my child today, he knows if he does something that is unacceptable, he going to get his behind tore up. But there's a difference between discipline, and abuse. Now, the line may be kind of fine, depends on who you're dealing with. And that's when this whole generational cycle comes in. See, now we're going back a little bit. Because, see, you got to go back to generations and then civilizations and, you know, all the way back. To realize you know, that this is not something that just starts. No, this is something that has been started from way back and just slowly built. And as we become so-called smarter, you know, we implemented our own little touches. Now, in today's society, we become more politically correct or astute, as some would like to say. And now, you know, depends on what wording you use, depends on where you live, certain things just aren't allowed. And then that's when the definition of domestic abuse comes in, abuse period, things of that nature. So it's not only the lawmakers and, you know, it has a lot to do with the family and the individuals that's around these people as well. So, you know, you really have to take a whole look, because I'm not going to put it, I'm not going to sugarcoat. I believe in corporal punishment. I do. I really do. If the child, but see, it's hard when you have so much going on and so much division and political correctness going on, depending on who you're dealing with. It's just crazy. Because in a lot of instances, what I consider just regular discipline as far as corporal punishment, the next person standing there looking may consider that abuse. Now, once that happens, then, you know, it's crazy. Mr. Talk, why do you think it's okay to hit children? See, once again, we have a play on words here. Mr. Talk, why do you think it's okay to hit children? I did not say it was okay to hit children. That is not what I said. I said it's okay to discipline children. And if it takes a couple of swats on the buttocks, that's what it takes. Okay? But I'm not saying that you go there and just start slapping a child around. That's not what I'm saying. And once again, that's how abuse, not only for the kids, but for the women and the men, that's how things are interpreted and things get out of hand. I know y'all like, man, let's talk all over the place. But no, swats on my buddy's hitting. Well, you know what, Gitmo? It's like this. you know, if a couple of swats are going to hurt you that bad, then you know what? I'd rather you be hurt then than be running around in somebody's prison later on at the age of 25 and I got to come see you. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not defending men who abuse women. I'm not defending women who abuse men. See, once again, it's a play on words that these so-called intellectuals up in Congress and everything else want you to fall for and get you all divided into what's going on. Why, in the meantime, behind the scenes, they taking our young men and women, when they're not killing them, they're taking them and placing them in jail somewhere. So they can be physically, mentally abused right there in the prison under the watch of their guards that they're paying to watch do it. Ugh. Think about that for a moment. It's an interesting thought process, isn't it? You know, it's a very interesting concept. Because once you put it all, if you start writing down everything that we're saying right here, and you start a timeline and a chain, you see eventually it starts coming back. It starts connecting itself somewhere. It starts connecting itself somewhere. You know, you want to say more than 90% of all prisoners in our American prisons have been abused as children. I'm not buying that. Now, once again, we go back to that wordplay as, what is abused? Huh? What is abused? See, once again, you know, it's a wordplay game that is out there. And it's fine. We can play the word game here. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. Because we're still talking about the same thing, abuse. No, we're just taking it a little further now. We're no longer talking about just the men and the women. We've added a little children. You know, Mr. Talk, you can't deny reality. Trust me, I live in reality on a daily basis more than you realize. So don't tell me. Hitting is not abusing. See, it's that word. See, because here it is. If hitting was truly abusing, every time a child hit another child, that child is abusing that child then. See, now we wants to play the word game. And in this politically correct world, it's just crazy. I'm just saying. Co-host, where you at, man? You got anything you want to add? Joe, Divine Queen, Vernon, Mr. Detroit. Hey, the lines are open. Y'all got some comments, man. Bring them on. Because I'm about to get in my reverend mode here in a minute. It's not going to be good. So go ahead, Akeem.
Okay. The only thing I guess I was
going to
add is that, you know, like you said, clarity and perspective is vital to avoiding, you know, possible confrontations. You know, a flat-out aggressor, that's one thing. But, you know, provoking aggressive behavior intentionally is a totally different situation. And, you know, this is far from justification or advocacy for the victimizer. Instead, you know, as a casual observer is what I consider myself, It has come to my attention that, you know, typically men who abuse women, for example, portray behavior that is rooted in some degree of some level of mental issues. For example, a man who may have been raped or abused by a woman or has had past bad encounters with women can develop a deep-rooted hatred embedded in their psyche. You know, a mentality such as this, I believe, drives abuse. And for women who are victimizers of men, and who are those who you would see as the, like I said, the victimizer, the one on the opposite end of the domestic abuse, the one doing the abusing towards a man, I believe that, you know, the same thing is reversed. It can occur to lead to this heightened disdain for men as well. And I think you guys mentioned it before in last show. You talked about how we're taught you know, these different principles. And one of the principles that many of the guys are taught is that, you know, we shouldn't hit women. It definitely was something I heard a lot from my mom growing up. On the other hand, I remember someone mentioned that they were taught, or they heard an interview where a woman made a statement and said that she was taught that if a man said something towards her that was derogatory, that was, you know, disrespectful in any way, that she had the right to smack the guy. And that's what made me also bring up clarity and perspective being vital to avoid impossible confrontations, because, you know, that perspective, or that way, that viewpoint could lead to catastrophic results. That's the type of behavior that, you know, depending on the guy, you know, the guy who won't use those principles, the guy who may throw out the idea of don't hit women. There are guys who would throw that out the door, and for those guys, you know, they will swing back and treat you like another man. And in that case, like I said, that leads to very catastrophic situation. That's a bad situation to be in.
That's a very bad situation to be in. You know, you know, like we both said, man, once today's society, man, you get into this word game and everybody gets hooked on one word. You know, when it comes to abuse, and it's amazing, it's hitting. Oh, you can't hit anybody. Kicking. I remember the case, and we talked about this, when I first started the show, about 3 or 4 months after I started the show, where one kid was actually, the kids were playing dodgeball, I believe, and one kid got hit in the face, and the school actually made everybody start playing dodgeball because it was too violent, because the kid got hit in the face with the ball. I remember that. So, because I was like, really? Have we gotten to that point to where we're so desensitized, we're so sissified, or as my word I use now, pussified in this country, to where anything that may leave a bruise is considered abuse now? We're talking dodgeball, a kid game. You know, where the object is, hit the person with the ball. If you don't want to get hit, duck. That's a game. Now, if you take that whole process, reverse it, and say, okay, now we're in the house and you throwing punches, that's something totally different. But for some reason, instead of maintaining the separation between those two distinct actions, it has been all grouped into one, and now everything that you know, a lot of individuals, including the law, say, well, that's abuse. Oh, and when it comes to disciplining children, it's the same thing. Now, I know a certain time, you know, I always tell my child, if I'm that mad at you and I think I'm going to do something wrong with you, I'm going to let you go on, and I'm going to go and think about it, and we're going to talk about this later. All right? I have that mentality. I know better. Okay? Now, I understand there's individuals out there that do, you know, they're not able to deflect their feelings like that. And it's a sad thing. You know, like this kid, Justin Ross Harris, cruelty to children, second degree. Really? Don't you think he should be more than just cruelty to children? He left his child in the car to die purposely. But that's cruelty to the children, second degree. Really? I just think it's one of those things. Ziggy, where you go? I think it's one of those things to, you know, you have to really, really take a close look at this, and we must continue the conversation on it. And that's the thing. No one is talking about this stuff unless some type of tragedy happens, or unless it's involving a woman or a child. But we have to include everyone in this. Hey, let's talk about the abuse that senior citizens get in some of these nursing homes. Nobody's talking about that till somebody's parent or grandparent is killed from neglect. Nobody's talking about that. But first thing they want to yell, you can't hit a kid. You can't discipline. You can't do that because Really? Really? And I have no bones in telling anybody, yes, I do use corporal punishment at times when I'm disciplining my kid. Yes, I do. And he's aware why I do what I do. And no, I wasn't abused as a child, but some of y'all going to come up with that, but no. notice it's Cardi, you're right. Has anyone been arrested at the Vatican for crimes against children? In fact, they have been, what the word, pardoned, absolved, or whatever? The Pope himself. Or moved around to other places? Slowly sent into a retirement? Yeah. It's just crazy. Anyway, so, you know, that's the way I feel about this thing, you know. And so when we talk about this, we have to open up the gamut. Yesterday, we kept it kind of down a certain tunnel. But let's open up the whole jar. You know, let's open up the whole thing. Let's talk about it all. Because once you talk about abuse, you know, you do have to bring in situations such as nursing homes. Because there's abuse of both men and women, in you know what I mean? And some of it is domestic. It really is. But nobody wants to talk about that. No. Nobody wants to talk about that. Just like no one wants to talk about a man being a victim. Nobody wants to talk about that. That's not newsmaking. Not at all. But we sure quick to jump on children. We sure quick to jump on women. Oh, and don't let's not us forget animals. Oh, we can't. Oh, man. Lord, help you if you hit an animal. Dude, is it just me, but does anyone else see where there's a problem with this thing? We do this word game. We play this word game 24/7. You say hitting. you know, it's just been crazy. You know, it's just been crazy. But that's the way it is. And that's the way the world is going. A lot of times, you know, we get caught up in our own little lives, our own little worlds. We don't really think about it because if we did, we would do something about it. Now, you know, it's an interesting thought process that there is someone in your family, and I'm sure we got them in every family, that you know that is being, has been or is currently being abused. But as long as we sit there with our glasses down and our head turned and our bottle of wine or beer or whatever you're drinking in your hand at the family reunion and you're laughing and giggling, everything is kosher. Everything's good. And some of those individuals are some of the first ones that will get up and say, you can't be abusing the children. You can't be abusing the parents. But when they go home, they're peeling this cap back on their mates. Woo! Boy, I'm feeling good today. I hope y'all feeling good. I don't know. I'm not getting much feedback on my lines, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, it is okay. You know, because it's what it is. It's what it is. And I want to give a special shout out to my sweetheart. I ain't seen her in so long, heard her in so long. Miss Lady, hey. Oh, Lord. If I had a love song on, I'll play it for you. But we got to talk about this other stuff. But, yeah. So, you know, it's all in the way of how you view things. And once again, it goes back to the clarity, the expectations, the relationships, the generations, society, the different worlds. I mean, you have to take all that in to understand how bad this thing really is. You know, this thing really is. But like I said, I'm just, these are my opinions, okay? Let me go on and put that out. These are my opinions. No one else has, these are my opinions. This is what I'm looking at through my eyes. Now, I know there's others out there with a points of view, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to get to them. Like I said, give me a call, 347-838-8622. Phone lines are open. Or drop in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Or send me a email, ericletstalk@gmail.com, and we can get that going also. Before we go any further, I need to go and pay this bill for this commercial real fast. And then when we come back, we also are going to tell you about this special thing we got going with Ebony Empress show today. You know, we're going to do kind of like a simulcast, and because we're going to keep this conversation going. So it's not going to end at the regular time. We're going to keep it going into the Ebony Empress show. So, if you got anything else you may want to, Back it up, and make some arrangements. So, all right, when I come right back, we're going to open up these lines and talk to who we need to talk to after this commercial. See y'all in about a minute.
Let's Talk is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/Let's Talk, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service.
Hey, that was audibletrial.com/Let's Talk. Hey, man, I'm telling you, audibletrial.com, man, I'm telling you, they got a lot of stuff, man. They got titles in business, classics, educational purposes, informational. Oh, man. I mean, some of everything. Over 150,000 titles. Over 150,000 titles. Man, what a great, great place. And it's an audio book. So, you know, for those that can't live without your iPads, iPhones, or whatever, hey, you got it, man. You can take it right along with you. You sit in the airport waiting to take a flight and sit there and listen to your audio book and take notes. And by the time you get there, man, you've been no knowledge on the whole book. So if that's what you do, try it out. All right. So anyway, here we go. We're back. And what we're doing today, man, we're talking domestic violence and the law. And what we're doing a simulcast with Ebony Empress show. So once we get close to time for our show to go off, what we're going to do, we're going to call into the Ebony Empress show. And we're going to continue the conversation there with her crew as well. So, you know, in order for you to do that, you're going to have to be on the line. So 347-838-8622, because we're just going to keep going with this thing, all right? And so I hope everybody is enjoying the show. I want to say welcome to Ron Reck, Truth Will Out, you know, Igniting the Flame. Thank y'all for joining us. You know, I see that you came in a little after I got started, but welcome to the show. Glad to have you. Okay, so now, Hakeem, what you got for me, man? I think I talked out of wind for a hot minute. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, somebody, man. I guess the only thing I have to add at this point is, because I was definitely meditating on what you were saying, and I agree with you. You made a good point when you talked about, how do we create a society that embraces the idea of a male victim of domestic violence. And, you were right in assessing political correctness when you talked about how political correctness basically does have a tendency to dilute truth. And what I mean by that is political correctness can make it harder to call out wrong or toxic behavior. It can create a pass for guilty parties, enabling wrong actions to be justified. And in the immortal words of Dr. Martin Luther King, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So, you know, you are right when, you know, we do have to take into account that men are often overlooked in the data laws and statistics concerning domestic violence.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for that. And well, I'm telling you, if I miss it, I know my co-host going to grab hold of it and go. So that's what I'm talking about. Let me bring Joe in. Joe's been waiting so patiently today. 50 minutes he's been waiting. So I know he's ready. Mr. Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Eric Cloud, everybody.
All right.
What I want to tell you is, yesterday was a sort of a sunny support session, and I was glad to hear from Chris and from Chef Rob, because this particular setting that you had established yesterday gave them the kind of impetus to reveal some personal background about themselves, which ordinarily would not be allowed almost any place else unless maybe there was some sort of formalized program for men. And as we all know, there are very few, if any, for that. So it was good. What I'm also glad to hear is that Miss Lady is here, because if there's any vocal proponent for women's rights, if not truly per se, but at least for women, and somebody who is an opponent of men, usually thinking that men ride high and mighty, it will be her. Because remember yesterday I said for the three women who came on the line, I said they were pretty conciliatory yesterday. But is that because the major theme of the show was pro-men, right? Because, you know, Ebony is not either anti-man or pro-man, but she is definitely pro-woman. Renee is usually, I would say, 60-40 in favor of women, and Divine Queen, never heard of before, but she was absolutely on the side of men yesterday. And I think it's because of the type of situation you and Cloud had set up, they probably didn't want to walk into that fray, you know. Yeah, but now we got Miss Lady that I heard you say was in the chat room. So I'm waiting for her, because nobody's going to keep Miss Lady from ever speaking her mind. So that's all I have to say for now.
All right. Well, if she calls
me, hey, how you doing, Joe?
Hey, Cloud.
Let me bring Ebony in also, because Ebony is here, and let's go on and get this going. Hello, Miss Ebony. How you doing today?
Hi, guys. I'm good. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Cloud. How you doing? I think we're following on from last night. I hear Joe's comments. They're interesting. I think the interesting thing is, I did put it out today on my Facebook and Twitter, etc., to ask people their views, mainly men responding and kind of being a little bit cagey about, you know, sort of smiling and, yeah, it sounds like, or I'm not ready to respond right now. So I guess there, you know, there is an underlying current of, shock. Shame. I don't know what it is that's going on with the guys, but I think definitely men know that it's an issue. It's maybe they were a little bit surprised that it was a woman that was asking the question, you know, because women are the alleged perpetrators here. So I think it'll be interesting to hear what people have to say. I think, I think that it's an issue, definitely is an issue. I've highlighted it on my write-up tonight, and I went out and did some research on it. I think, yeah, the figures support the fact that, domestic abuse is on the rise amongst women. And one of the things that I heard today, someone actually said to me, you know, maybe it's because women for the first time, you know, can attack men when they're getting bad sex. You know, maybe some of it is about bad sex. You know, before, I guess women used to keep quiet and complain in silence, you know. But now they're going to beat you up if they don't get it the way they should get it. This was just a guy at work. That was his little take on it. He said, oh, I think it's the bad sex. But, you know, I did think, well, actually it's much deeper than that. But interesting response. I just wanted to share that, guys, with you. Maybe it'll make you smile a bit. Correct. Yeah, I know. Break it down a little. Soften it up a little for people out there. But I did laugh when I heard. I was like, could be something in that.
But you see, we're laughing about it, Ebony, but actually that is such a real point right there that you just made.
Yeah.
That it's something as simple as that. You know, a lot of people just fly off the end about bad sex, what they consider to be bad sex, or she didn't come fast enough, or he didn't, you know, do what he needed to do, or nobody washed the dishes. All right, no one washed the dishes, you know, at a certain time that he usually, you know, or she usually want him to. So it's little simple things like that is what a lot of times is behind the abuse that takes place. You know, we'll laugh about it.
No, it used to be the case that women would be, you know, like after a night of passion, would get up and go, well, oh, okay, it was great, and they'd say whatever the guy wanted to hear. Or they felt he wanted to hear. But now, you know, a guy was saying to me at work, now the thing is, you got to be careful. A woman's going to kick off big time if you get what she wants. You know, and he was talking about some of his friends, and he says, you know, some of them tell me, you know, a woman would be like, what the hell was that? What was that? You know, and she'd be, you know, obviously your ego's going to take a knock, but maybe some sisters take it even further than that. And if it's your husband and, you know, you can't just end the relationship, you know, he might get beaten up as a result. You know, she might be, you know, trying to get rid of her frustration. So, yeah.
Let me add to that.
Brothers, beware.
Let me add to that. There's a show that I go to, and one of the women were talking about a friend of hers, and she had gone out on a first date with a guy. The guy got drunk and passed out right in front of his door. She wanted to get laid. Now, since he passed out in front of his door, do you think maybe she was sympathetic towards the guy? No. What she did was that she stripped him in the hallway, okay, took off his clothes, put on his underwear backwards, and left him out there in the hallway, semi-nude, because he passed out and she didn't get laid. So even though you may or may not be being facetious right now, those kind of things are probably on the rise.
Yeah, they do happen. They do happen. Yes, they do.
You know, I'm looking at this thing from, it's called Help Guide, Help for Abused Men Escaping Domestic Violence by Women or Domestic Partners. Because, yes, we do have to include domestic partners now. Let's not forget that. But, you know, it's saying things like verbally abuse you, belittle you, or humiliate you in front of friends, colleagues, or family, or on social media sites. Be possessive, act jealous, or harass you with accusations of being unfaithful. You know, take away stuff like your car keys, medications, you know, control where you go, who you see. You know, just things of that nature. And, you know, a lot of us, when it first happens, we really don't pay no attention. Like, okay, yeah, I know. But once it becomes a habit, a constant habit, then, you know, some type of flag should be going up. But we don't, the way we're wired here, and, you know, especially in, you know, the Western civilization, the way we're wired, if it's not physically being done, we don't consider it as being abusive. Until it gets to the point where somebody, say, commits suicide all of a sudden, and then now it's an issue. And all of a sudden we say, well, somebody should have saw it coming or what have you. And that is what we want to get out there to let those that may be going through this aware that, you know, there is help. There are people who are aware, and we're trying to let you know, just go and see somebody. See, you know, I ain't going to say the pastor. Just go and see somebody, okay? I ain't even going to say go and see a minister because I don't know what they doing these days either. But I know that was a bad thing to say, y'all, but whatever. But anyway,
I think
pay attention to what's going on. Go ahead, Amy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, before you go and get help, I think the first thing is to acknowledge it is abuse. I think a lot of guys play around with it and joke around with it until they end up, you know, injured, seriously injured by a woman. You know, that's when they acknowledge that there is something wrong with the woman's behavior. It's easy to kind of fend it off with, oh, you know, she's having a time of the month, or, you know, she's a little bit angry, and, you know, from time to time, I know how to duck her and avoid her. You know, the going out, the, you know, ignoring it, ignoring the signs. And, you know, if she throws stuff at you, like, oh, you know, I just ducked that. That's what she does. But if something hits you and you're knocked out, physically cold, you might then realize that there's an issue here. And there's someone who can't, you know, need some anger management. But a dangerous situation for you to be in. I remember a story when I was growing up. I met this guy and at church, actually, it was. And he had, like, one side of his face was all burnt down one side. And all his children had no burns. And I kept saying to my mom, how come he's burnt all the way down one side? Did they have a house fire? Because that was in the days when everybody was having house fires, right? So a lot of black people getting burnt in the UK in house fires because we used to have paraffin heaters. It's going back, right? He had this burn. I was saying to my mum, well, where did he get that? And she said, his wife did it. I said, what do you mean she did it? What did she do? She said, well, she's in prison right now, but what she did, she thought he was cheating, and when he was sleeping, she poured boiling hot oil into the side of his face, into his ears.
Wow.
And it, you know, burned all the side of his face down one side of his body, and she did it. She did it while he was sleeping. And, you know, he woke up, obviously, and the burns are there. But, you know, she went to prison for it. And I was like, wow, a woman did that? You know? A woman did that. Wow. You know, like, you couldn't contemplate it. Someone would do, a woman would do that to a man. I mean, you know, was he cheating? You know, I didn't even try to get into that conversation. But even if he was or whatever, is that what you do? And then you hear about women cutting off men's dicks and stuff like that, right? It happens. There's been stuff going on, some serious stuff going on. What do we call it?
You call that pee. That's what you call it. Okay. Wow.
Well,
wow.
You know?
Yeah. I see what you're saying, but still, you ain't have to say that.
I'm just saying, okay, actually in the UK today, a woman had her head chopped off by a guy, and that's a serious level of, you know, that's gone deep, right? Yeah, in North London, that happened. A woman was found, the police went to an incident thinking that a woman had been stabbed. When they went into her garden, she'd actually been beheaded, and the guy who did it drove away, only got away about 100 yards, and they caught him. But, yeah. We don't know what the relationship is yet and what that was about. But, yeah, he beheaded her.
Wow.
So some crazy stuff happens. I don't know what you call when someone chops your dick off. What, you know, if you call it the head's beheaded, what is it what you think?
Well, castration, maybe? You know, but...
Yeah, the castration.
You know, being that I haven't had it done, I really don't know.
Either name doesn't make you feel good.
Yeah, I know, right?
No.
Hold on, let me bring Siggy.
Okay.
All right. Siggy, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you doing? It's
I'm
Divine
doing
Design,
wonderful.
Actually.
Hi, Divine.
Hi. I just want to call in on this domestic violence. I'm more worried about the next generation coming up now. From my sons, 22 and 20 now, both of them have been arrested for allegedly hitting a girl. My youngest son was arrested for raping a girl, allegedly. My younger son was then arrested. For 2 years, he went in and out of court. He was beaten up by the police, and he was then found not guilty because the girl got up in court, finally, apologized to the judge, and said she made the whole story up because my son rejected her because she was in love with him, but he rejected her. So for two years, I mean, my son wanted to commit suicide and everything because he couldn't cope. He went on drugs, drinks. He was rejected by his peers, got kicked out of school. So I'm worried about the next generation coming up because we as mothers have to teach our daughters and sons. I taught my son from an early age, watch out for girls, watch out for the women. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. women can be the most dangerous creature on this earth. Mm. And that's not really speaking about all women, but because I'm a mother of two sons, I can see the damage what can be done to young adult men what go through stuff like that. My other son, he went out with a young lady. She hit him first. He grabbed her arm to stop her being hit again. She called the police. He was arrested. And wow. then he was finally found not guilty. So I'm worried about our next generation coming up. Because it looks like sometimes either men or women use this domestic violence as a weapon when it actually yeah. nothing really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree with you. I think that, you know, it'll be a case by case situation
right.
because, you know, it's an allegation, right? Mm-hmm. It's out there. But I think you're absolutely right to train your children up in a way that they understand. I remember having conversations with my son when he was trying to date a mad girl that was, like, doing his head in left, right, and center. And I remember, you know, I'm a woman, but I was like, listen, women talk, you know, BS, right? Let me mm-hmm. tell you, they say one thing, they mean something else. Don't do anything unless you get a clear indication. And even when you hear that clear indication, stand in yourself and decide what you think is the right thing to do, because you do not want to get up, be on the wrong end of something with a young girl, you know, a young woman. It's not the place to end up as a young man. And mm-hmm. when you see your friends doing foolishness, you know, trying to, you know, chase girls down and they're trying to, impose their will on young women, you need to be out of there, right? Because things
right.
happen and it's a serious consequence. Behaviors bring consequences. So I absolutely agree with you in that sense that, you know, as a woman, you understand how it is. Yes, we, you know, we're different. We're different
mm-hmm.
sex-wise. But, yeah, there is a responsibility for some of our behaviors that we need to acknowledge and accept. I absolutely agree with you on that one. But I think it's a hard one because now, between young men and young women, there isn't a lot of respect. They don't understand boundaries, right? And my young daughter, who's 19, she has to go out without a phone just to go to the shop. No phone, because if a guy sees your hand, a phone in your hand, and he gives you his number and you refuse to take it or you refuse to give him your number, there's going to be a situation. Right? For
mm-hmm.
a young woman.
Right.
That's what happens now. Young boys cannot take no for an answer. You know, I don't want to give you my number. I'm not interested in you. It's going to be you better take my number or there's going to be a problem. Right?
Mm.
And that's what we have. So, you know, a lot of young men who are out of control, and I see the other side. I see having a young daughter, what that mm-hmm. brings. And she has to give my phone number out. I get calls from guys. I just
mm-hmm.
saw you down the road. Really? Did you? You didn't see me. Let me tell you something. Then leave my daughter alone. I'll come and find you. I've got your number now. Okay? And that's how I have to behave because she has to give that number to stop them from the harassing her or maybe picking up their hand and doing something physical because that's what they do.
Mm.
You know, that's the world
yeah,
we live in now.
Yeah, I can understand. I can see your point of view too. So, but my 20-year-old
yeah.
is totally afraid of women, girls now.
Oh, yeah, I can get that.
Wow.
He won't date anymore. He
really?
Said, no, he won't date anymore.
Oh, that's not that surprising. I mean, when you're just accused of a crime, okay, just accused of a crime. Now, that'll leave not only a psychological scar on a lot of innocent young people, regardless of whether you're in the United States or in Britain or wherever in the Western industrialized society. That means, especially in a society which takes the woman's word over the man almost absolutely, of course he's going to be afraid. He doesn't know how to judge a good woman.
No,
we're not talking about women. We're talking about young girls and young boys. These people shouldn't be dating anyway. They need to be in college putting their head in books or something.
Wait a minute, hold on a second.
A lot of the time, it's not dating. It's just about, can I have sex with another young person?
Wait a minute.
And how do I get it as quickly as possible?
Well, first off,
you're assuming that. Secondly, her sons are 19 and 20, and they're old enough to date. And they're old enough to be
responsible. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you.
Can I just say
The reality on the street is different. That's all I'm telling
you. I talk to a lot of young people. I'm talking about her particular situation in which two of her boys, 19 and 20, were alleged to have done something wrong sexually. As a result, it cost money, it cost time, and of course it's going to leave scars. The other point you're bringing up is something also which is valid, but not what it didn't pertain to what I was talking about.
I wasn't talking about what you were talking about, and I wasn't referring to her sons either. I was making a separate point, which is that young people do not understand boundaries, and young people shouldn't. Some of those young people don't even understand what dating is. It's not like in your day or my day when people knew what dating was. Now it's, can I have sex with you as quickly as possible, right? And, you know, and they don't take no. They want the number. They want to pursue you. They don't take no for an answer. It's a different world. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but when it happened with my younger son, he was only 14 when this other 14-year-old girl accused him of raping her. And he was only interested in sport. He was a grade A student. He was sport, school, and hanging out with his friends. This girl took a shine to him. He said, no, I'm not interested. I'm too young to date. I don't want a girlfriend. She then took it as a total rejection for her looks or something like that, and then she went down that way. So he turned 20 yesterday. Since he was found not guilty at the age of 16, he has not looked at a girl. He said, I will not date women anymore or girls.
Let me ask you this question.
Don't blame him.
Here's the question I have. Do you think... that maybe he feels now that if he does get in a relationship with a woman, that he, number one, the trust isn't going to be there. We already know that. But in case he opens up enough to actually be involved and she makes one bad move or bad statement, that he may be an abuser all of a sudden because of his past with the way women had, I mean, this girl had falsely accused him?
No, he will never be an abuser, no. I know that for a fact, you know, but that has left such a scar on him. We tried counseling. He won't even open up to adults anymore. He thinks adults are liars in the point of view that the police arrested him and beat him up and made him already guilty. They beat him up, broken his jaw, that he's a rapist without even knowing all the facts. So he is, I would say, a time bomb to go off one day if he gets in trouble with the police again, towards the police, not towards women.
And then your other son, he had a woman who was in love with him. Okay.
Now, my other son was dating this girl, and they had an argument. She punched him in the face. She wanted to punch him again. He grabbed her arm to withhold the punch, and she called the police on her cell phone. He was arrested.
Yeah. Well, they do that here in America, too. If you're in a squabble inside closed doors, and if you're unlucky enough to be over at her apartment, and she all of a sudden just feels that, well, okay, I'm not getting what I want from him, domestic violence charges.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a dangerous, dangerous. I feel sorry for the men. I do feel sorry for the men, and then I feel sorry for the women who are really getting beat up by men behind closed doors, and they don't get the help they need. But then I do feel angry against women who use this domestic violence as a weapon just to get the men out.
Oh yeah.
So,
yeah.
I agree with Ebony that it has to be case by case.
Yeah.
And we also said yesterday that those kind of men who prey on women just as much as women prey on men, or some men.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, hold on for a minute, y'all. All right, y'all, we have 18 minutes left in the show before we switch over to the Ebony Empress show. So you can get on the phone lines, 347-838-8622. Or, you know, if you don't have time to just wait around with us, you can always call her show, 347-945-7556. And, you know, you can enjoy her show as well. But we're going to be switching over doing a simulcast. So, you know, basically we're going to be... We gonna be together for a while, so you know that's my sister. We do this quite often. You know, y'all just don't realize it a lot. But anyway, so hey, get on these phone lines so you won't miss the rest of this conversation because we gonna keep it going for sure. But you know, and before I say anything, Hakeem, I know you got anything you want to add before I get started. Okay, he researched.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I muted myself. The only thing I could add, because I heard some great, great, great points yet again, is I think, you know, both Divine and Ebony, they both brought some very valuable comment, as well as you fellas. And I know Ebony made a point regarding saying that the ability to recognize and accept the reality of abuse, I agree, it is key. And one of the flaws, like you guys were saying, is the way that the legal system has been framed in the sense that in their attempt to for example protect women in some cases, lawmakers have taken away. Some would say lawmakers have taken away some of the protections once afforded men, creating like this seesaw-like effect. So, you know, there is this imbalance where it's either heavily in favor of women or in favor of the men, and due to the variations of justice served and justice dismissed, captured on a case-by-case basis, you know, it's easy to get lost in our personal encounters, experiences, like you guys were saying. And so those who abuse the laws and prey on their victims are like, I believe, like fuel to the fire for the divide and conquer narrative that plagues our society today, that continues to put up men against women in a combative, competitive nature.
Let me add something to that. Because this is the second time, Hakeem, you said society. It's not society, it's the government, okay? We as a society, we don't want to have division amongst ourselves, okay? We want to be together. So I'd like to point that out. I'd like to say it's the government, it's their agenda. I don't care if people call it the Illuminati, Agenda 21, etc. But the government has laid down official policies, which in and of itself is dividing America. So I want to say that because it's not... we as the people, okay, who want to create a divided society. There are some people who don't mind if certain segments of society are divided, but in general, when it comes to men and women, which is the topic of today, we don't, as a society, because I think it will give the implication that we, the people, somehow are progressing into this particular type of mentality where we want to have conflict. No, we don't. Okay, both men and women want to have unity. It's the government.
Are you sure about that, Joe?
I'm positive about that. I don't think society as a whole wants the men and women not to get together. But I do know that the government does not want unity. And this is one of the ways that they're implementing their particular policy. Which segment of society, then, do you believe actually want men and women to stay apart? Now, as I said, there are certain segments who may want whites and blacks to stay apart, Chinese and Hispanics, et cetera, different ethnicities.
I wouldn't even go in there, Joe. I wouldn't even go that route. No, I wouldn't even go in there. You know, I was just making sure, you know, that you clarify what you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
Because I agree with you. I agree with you. You know, that's like Gnosis Cardia was saying earlier in the show, in the chat room, you know, that's... You know, is it because of you know, they keep the family, the nuclear family apart for number one. And, you know, which, you know, brings in division. And of course, if you look at it, you know, with the economic inequality, you know, job inequality and all that, then of course you're going to have division. And, you know, as far as domestic abuse and stuff like that, you know, a lot of that is caused because of finances, you know.
Finances, legal policies.
Yeah, you know.
You know that over in England, I read this a couple of years ago, in England, and we've had women on the line who are from England, you can't photograph your kids in a public area because it's against particular UK laws of terrorism.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ask them.
Oh, is that true, Abbott?
Yeah. You can't. I suppose, yes, there are some laws about you know, photographing your children. Mainly, because there's issues around terrorism.
Yeah,
there's also issues now about child safety and what people do with pictures of children. So you've got to be,
Right, it's a subdivision of, it's not even a subdivision of terrorism. I mean, I've read about the articles where they want to, they want to make sure that there's no photographing ban taking place. So they want to make sure that even if you're photographing your kid, just like here in America, you can't photograph a public place, that it falls under their particular laws of terrorism. And here in America, the stigma against men is so pervasive that if a woman, now if a little, let's say a teenage girl or a preteen girl is being flown by herself, or even if she has some sort of guardian with her on a plane, American plane, the policies of a lot of airlines, if not some, they can't sit that child next to a man because the man is already assumed to be some sort of innate perpetrator of some sort of sex crime.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I bet you probably look it up in 5 seconds.
You know, and that's a shame. You know, that's like, that's, you know, if you're talking about being stereotypical, really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, but you know what, though, that's the political correctness that we're living in today. You know, it's just
what
that
do you
simple.
Think, what do you think that does to a man or to a boy growing up? What's the message?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I think, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm here in Germany, and the laws are over here in Germany. You're not allowed to photograph anybody unless you have got their permission. So if you go out in public and you photograph a person, you can actually get arrested.
Wow.
That's the law in Germany. You need the person's personal permission to be photographed.
I happen not to disagree with that, but
okay.
What I'm going to ask you, Divine, is this. Is when they're arrested, are they arrested because they broke a law against terrorism, like in the UK and in America?
No, not against terrorism. I will not say they get arrested, but they will get caught into the police station, and then in the end they will be fined, you know, put in front of a court, and then they will be fined. They won't go into prison, but they will get a big fine because it's against the other person's privacy.
Yeah, I'm not too much against that. I don't think people should be photographed willy-nilly, except unless they're politicians.
Mm.
I think they're photographed all the time.
Also against the domestic violence over here is totally different than in the UK or in the States or in Canada. It's actually they investigate both parties, right? One of the parties will have to leave the house at least for 24 hours.
Well,
and
that's
then they're investigated. If the person who was hit decides by themselves to go back into the environment, that's where the police can't do anything until something else really happens. So the laws are really different here in Germany. And German people, they're even if I would call one of you face to face a bad word, they actually could get go to the police and file charges.
Wow!
Like
that's
being
crazy.
Insulting, right? So, I even have to, because I lived in the UK and I lived in Canada, and there's a lot of free speech still, if you believe it or not, in Canada and the UK. But in Germany, I really have to watch what I say, because a lot of people get offended very, very quickly.
And they can actually get you arrested for that?
File charges against here in Germany, it's Beleidigung. It's like, you know, being really
offensive,
like a swear word or call
yeah,
you.
Curse word.
Yeah,
really?
Curse word. Yeah, yeah, profanity,
so,
yeah.
So if I was to come back over there, I couldn't call nobody a Shazakonf in public?
You couldn't. You can, and if that other person ignores it, so be it. If you get come across a person who takes offense, he can go to the police and file charges against you.
Is Dummkopf verboten?
Dummkopf is the borderline, you know. I've said it, and they were saying, you just offended me, and I said, oh, not again, you know.
Man. I think them soldiers over there catching it then, because,
oh, yeah.
Wow. You know, and I'm glad I'm not over there now then, because, woo, thank you, Ron Rick. Okay, y'all, continue on. Hold on, I'm dialing to, well, y'all go ahead. I'll tell you when I'm in the Ebony Show or not.
Well, that's but, you know what? With political correct, it is meant to suppress our activities, our actions, our thoughts, because we now have to be considerate, extra considerate of the other person, whereby in years gone by, you could have an argument, you could actually call your man or your woman some very unwise words, but it wouldn't mean anything. You have the argument cleared up, and then you go on about your way.
Mm-hmm.
Not nowadays. Okay.
Not over here, unless you're in a close circuit of friends who know your sense of humor and your sarcasm.
Yeah,
then you're all right. But boy, otherwise you just have to zip it over here.
So you got some good things in Germany, and you have some bad things in Germany. Oh, boy. I mean, this political correctness, and plus you got a central bank.
Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
You want
to
control.
Another-
your show is scheduled to start in 6 minutes. 18 seconds.
But the interesting part about Germany is, though, I mean, the German police always have carried guns, but they shoot less people than in America, because the German police do not shoot people in the body. The German police actually shoot the people in the legs.
Well, see, you know what, though? Here's the thing about that. The German police, now, I can only speak for when I was over there.
Right.
You know, they didn't carry guns because they had those batons, them vibrating batons. You know, once they hit you, once it kept going, and you just stop. You know, because they had the reputation already of, if the police I tell you to stop, you want to stop. Because, you know, they're not the type of police that's going to go on a long chase with you or anything like that. They're going to use force to slow your butt down. And, you know, I don't know how it is now, but I remember that's how it was when I was over there as a soldier. And, you know, we knew if the police I came anywhere, you know, do whatever they tell you to do and go on about your business, you know, because that's a group of individuals that do not play. I don't know what about now, but I can just only tell you what happened to me.
Yeah. That is really true. But on the other hand, I can also say, if you ask them, they are really polite. They're really polite.
Right.
It's unbelievable how polite they are. But you don't cross them.
That's right. You know, and that's the other thing. You know, they are highly respected because people already know. You know, they'll help you with anything. But if they got to come see you about for anything else, you don't want them coming to see you. And you know, I'm telling you, because we have much respect for the polis. Hey, we were some rowdy folk back then. I ain't gonna lie to you, but yeah. So maybe it's even though it seems like everything is different, it's the concept is basically the same no matter where you're looking at. And you know, when you literally step back and take a look at it, and that's why I say this is not just a American thing or a British thing or.
Right.
You know, Asia thing. It's a worldly type of thing, because we know in some Arab societies, you know, hitting on a woman is allowed. You know, it's just simple. And abusing children, young boys are allowed. You know, in India, places like India, you know, some, you know, places like that. And so you have to really be careful as to the culture that some people are coming from. And I think that's another issue in itself, is you have so many different cultures that mix in together where, you know, it's not specifically explained to them that, look, I understand this may be okay in what goes on in your country, but here you cannot do that. Mm-hmm. You know, and because, you know, everybody say, well, it's their business, and, you know, what goes on behind closed doors stays closed, you know, and that becomes the issue. It really does, you know. So yeah. I'm just saying.
You're right. What do you think? Is it Joe?
Yeah.
Is he still on there?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I was just thinking about your son. I'm glad that your son's nemesis, his girlfriend, recanted, because here in the United States, it's the estimate is, and it's probably a very high estimate, of the women who accuse men of rape, 25% recant their stories.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's that high, but I don't like the fact that somebody can just use willy-nilly any particular lever that they feel is okay, and they think nothing about getting somebody else in trouble. And in fact, they want them to get in trouble in order, if not for them to get convicted, but to have money come out of their pocket, to keep going back to court. It's crazy. And I was thinking about your kid, and I was thinking, well, I don't blame him. It's going to take him a while before he starts trusting again. Not only for him to trust women, but the adults that you were talking about. I mean, if the cops come and beat him up. Now, I don't know if he resisted the cops. I think that most women have a natural instinct to resist the cops, and I don't blame them for wanting to. But when you have somebody there with a gun, you may not want to be docile, but it's the best thing to do. But I don't know if that was the case. I wouldn't have any doubts whatsoever if she made up a story. So I've been around women who have made up stories. I'm listening to them. I'm going, what the? Man, that didn't happen. They made up stories about boyfriends. And then the cops come, you know, they're going to be really belligerent.
Yeah. Remember recently the football player that was going to Southern California, and the girl cried rape, and he went to prison and lost his, you know, scholarship to Southern, you know, and just got hooked on with the Atlanta Falcons. You know, that's a prime example. You know, so, there are, you know, instances and examples out there. But nobody's really paying those little attention, because stuff like that does not happen to young men or men, period. Because
it
just doesn't happen. Not a big, strong man or a big, strong, you know, teenager or adolescent. That doesn't happen. No way possible. But it does. And you know what the baddest thing about it, though? Some of these women, they are some burly women. I'm just going to put it out there. They're burly women. And they don't mind. A lot of them have grown up with brothers, you know, so, you know, they've been fighting all their lives. So, you know, once they get in a relationship, that's all they know. And that's when it happens for the most part. I'm just saying. All right, 10 seconds left, y'all. Go 347-838-6222, or you can call in the Ebony Show, 347-745-7556, because we'll be switching on here real shortly. All right.
What you were talking about was rape, and of course that's a public situation because it's a football player.
Yeah.
But the broad definition of sexual assault now is so broad that if you are, because I was, the show was talking about this, that if you and I mentioned this as an example because somebody was talking about sexual assault, and this off court, she was talking about, I was raped. She got a show and she's talking about, I was raped. Then she started going on about sexual assault. I said, listen, what you're saying is that if a man is in a romantic encounter with a woman and he draws that woman close to him, that's sexual assault? And she says, yeah. You got to watch out for these definitions now. Okay? The playing field is not level. The area of putting certain types of people in the crosshairs is men. Men have got to watch out. Now, we've always been focusing on the problems of women, and those women
right.
who have legitimate problems.
Hold on, gentlemen. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let me go on and switch on over, okay? So hold on. Just hold your thoughts. All right. Let's see if we can't get a Miss Ebony in here. Let's see.
Domestic violence is not just about women, but it's also about men. And tonight I really wanted to, you know, bring that conversation to you, try and see if we could get, you know, an extension of the conversation that started with Mr. Talk. And my topic is, are allegations of women abusing their partner on the increase? And, you know, the evidence says it is, but I wanted to know, why is that? Why are allegations of women abusing their partners on the increase? So why are more women doing it? What's going on? And I'm sure the people on Mr. Talk Show, Joan, and I believe Divine, who was on earlier, will have their own view about what they think is the motivation behind this change. Or is it a change, or has it always been the case? Or is it a 2014 thing? Because women are much more powerful now, more empowered to do what they want. They're more economically, secure. And maybe all that has really gone to our heads a little. Is that right? I don't know. I got to hear what you guys think. Let me say hi to the people in my chat room. Hi to guest 1157. It's my house, 1157 1177, and it's my house. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome to my chat room. Now, if you're in my chat room, know that you can leave a comment or a question, or you can call into the show on 347-945-7556. Really nice to have everyone who's on tonight supporting this show. So I'm going to do my own little intro, and then we're going to bring Mr. Talk in because, you know, we're on a simultaneous broadcast tonight. But first I wanted to play Toni Braxton.
Okay.
I love me some him. Because some of us women do love the guys, okay? We're not all abusers. I love you some him. And then we're going to find out what's going on. Are women becoming more abusive to men? And if we are, why is that? Okay, let's play that, and we'll be right back. Hang in there.
Man, that's some soft music right there. Joe, that's your song right there, ain't it?
Yeah. best-selling series Black Widow and the Sandman is now online at Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. These novels are dangerously steamy, sexy, and so gripping you keep coming back for more. So get Black Widow and the Sandman available online now at Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com.
Okay, so welcome back. So the topic tonight, of course, is why are allegations of women abusing their partner on the increase? So that's our topic. I'm Ebony Empress. I'm going to be your host for tonight, but also Mr. Talk will be jointly hosting this show. So let me try and see if I can find out where he is. Okay. Let's see if we can bring him in. Hey, Mr. Talk. Are you there?
Hey, Ebony. What's going on? Yeah, I'm here. Told you I'd be here.
I'm good. We made it happen. I can't believe we did it. We got the simultaneous podcast going, and some of your people are in my chat room. Some are on my switchboard. So, yeah, great to have everybody connecting tonight.
Yeah, without doubt. Of course, you know, I brought Hakeem, Joe, and Siggy with me. You know, so we ready. Let's get this thing going.
Hi, guys. I had something that I wanted to play. I found a YouTube video today, which I thought could add some, you know, value to the conversation we're having. Do you want to play it? It's only about 7 minutes long, but really it kind of sets the context of the conversation we've been having already. But, you know, it's from man's perspective, and it's about, you know, what's going on in his eyes where emotional abuse is concerned in women. It's by Will Perry. But if we can just listen to that and just, you know, so that'll, for my listeners who weren't part of your show, I think it'll put the whole show into context, and then we can move on with the conversation if that's all right with you.
Oh, that works for me. That works for me. Go for it.
All right. Okay, let's play Will Perry's Emotional.
Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you.
Hello, thank you very much for watching and sharing these videos and the blogs and the links to them. Please do continue to do that. Continue to email me on all things. I'm just looking down at my read list here. But yeah, this one's about women as abusers. I've had a request for that. So women are perfectly capable of being abusive, just the same as men. Stats show in America that it's about 50-50. More male are reported. Maybe there's an ego thing in there that men don't like to admit they've been dominated, manipulated and controlled by an abusive woman. So it doesn't say that it's, stats don't suggest that it's more a male thing. Stats suggest that it's 50-50. Domestic abuse, that's when it gets physical, then it is more male that again is reported. So stats can be misleading. So yeah, very prevalent, and I'm getting more and more men comment and coming in to me asking questions, so thank you very much for that. I have one woman said an interesting comment about do I like just helping women. It isn't just women that come to me asking for help, so thank you very much. I think I said that in the last video. So main differences with women, it's all about any abuse is about control, manipulation, domination over another person, that other person being the victim. And it doesn't really make a difference what denomination, what sex, what, you know, influence you are, as long as you've got that match, that fit of abuser and victim. So generally in the female as the abuser, sex is a difference. Often with men, they can force themselves, dominate through sex, demanding, ever increasing demands, perversions, looking at sites, I hear a lot. That sounds dodgy. I have a friend. Increasing fascination and demand for a thirst of sexual knowledge, for getting involved with other women, texting, porn sites, you know, that thirst. So not being able to be satisfied and demanding and being quite cruel in many ways, and abusive, physically abusive, sexually abusive, but also that control thing. And interesting, I've had it when women have contacted me saying they've turned it around and gone, okay, if you want me to be S&M, I'll play the role. And they've gone, oh, didn't like that, because they weren't in control. How interesting is that? So that dominating, belittling, is more true in men. In women, it can be the withholding of that. The withholding of maybe denying the masculinity through sex. So controlling through, dominating through control, not wanting it, withholding it, complaining about it, not being good enough, belittling, whatever the weakness is, and this is true of any sex, whatever the weak point is for the victim. So, whatever it is. You know, you're too soft, you're too sex, that's not a good one. Manly, you're not manly enough, you're not, whatever the weakness is, the bit that hurts for the victim, then that's what the abuser will choose. A male might, a male abuser might dominate through sex, but a woman will as well, usually through withholding it, or kind of working on the man's ego, but it's not good enough, demanding, you need more. I've heard all sorts of things. Very commonly, not being pleased is a woman's prerogative as an abuser. Now, I laugh slightly at that, because maybe that's a classic age-old thing, but in terms of abuse, never being satisfied is a very common one I hear from the men that contact me. Never being, you know, even though you do this, you do that, you go overboard, you do as much as you can, that person will never be satisfied, never be happy with your efforts. It's a perfect form of control. So, you know, you pedal harder and faster, it's like that duck under the water, going really fast, trying to keep the veneer of everything being alright, but underneath they're crumbling and being crushed, and that's intentional, because it's a pattern, it's not just one thing when we have a bad moment. So if that's kind of ringing any alarm bells, it's like, oh, yeah, yes, that's very true here. Nasty, changing moods incredibly quickly, aggressive, 1 minute, sweetie pie the next, really cutting, nasty, getting where it hurts, that's abuse all over. It's not just the, not just men that are able to do that. Women can do that as well. So I hope that helps. Abuse is abuse is abuse. There are differences, between the male and female. The ones that I can discern most of all are the way they control through sexual behaviour. Seems to be the most common thing. Otherwise, it's, oh yes, this is familiar, this is abuse, regardless of the circumstances. So I hope that helps in some way. Maybe it muddies the field, I don't know. But thank you very much for the question. Do spread the word. Thank you very much. Perhaps you know somebody that you suspect, and it's a really difficult thing to introduce. So, I think you might be emotionally abused, because that person will be a victim. That person will say it's their fault. They'll never accuse or think it's the other person. They love that other person. That other person, they'll put themselves, they'll put the other person first. Their abuser, they'll always put first. So they'll never want to tarnish them with a negative stick. They'll put it on themselves first. So it's a very difficult thing to introduce. So if you can introduce this video, perhaps they'll look at it enough to go, okay, that sounds a bit too close for comfort, or too close to home.
Okay, so forgive the music that kind of ran behind, but I hope you got the message. So there were some key things that were raised in that video. What he was stressing was that women can be abusers too. Some of the ways they do it is by, through sex, withholding of sex, using sex as a weapon to kind of say, well, actually, you're not good enough, you're not man enough, you're not able to perform well. The other things he raised was, the constant demand for more and more and more, and not being able to satisfy what the guy, the guy not feeling that he's able to satisfy the woman with whatever he does, okay? So all of that is what amounts to abuse. And sometimes we ignore it, but, if it's continuous, and you're feeling undermined as a guy, and your self-confidence or your ego is taking a real battering, you may be a victim of abuse from a woman.
but, you know, it's understanding what's going on. And so, you know, that's what he was trying to say in a nutshell. I know it being the English accent, some people may not have got all of it. But, you know, that's what he was trying to say, that really, you know, you've got to recognize abuse as abuse in all its forms. What do you guys think?
I think, you know, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, oh. Go on. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, what I was going to say, you know, and that's a perfect example of what we call psychological abuse. And, you know, that's the type of abuse that many people don't really consider when you hear the word domestic abuse or abuse period. But that is perfect. And that works both ways now. You know, there are some men that say, well, you know, you're not getting your hair done or your nails done unless you do so-and-so. And, you know, as for women, you know, that's the biggest thing they do is withhold sex. Because, you know, a lot of them feel, you know, that's the way to get to a man, to get a man to do what they want to is withhold sex. So, you know, that's a big part of the abuse cycle that goes on that gets very little attention, in my point of view. You know, anybody else with any comments?
Yeah, sex is just one part of it. As I said yesterday, a woman can. Is my voice clear or is it kind of diluted because we're simulcast?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you, Joe.
Yeah, it's kind of diluted because of simulcast, but go ahead.
I want to say be a man and speak up, right?
Here we go.
Oh, this is a long show. We to the that view. Bullshit. The thing is that...
Okay.
Whatever a woman knows about a man, if she finds out what he likes, it's withholding. If she finds out what annoys him, she'll do it. Now, besides sex, suppose a man wants a woman to be punctual. She'll show up late. Suppose she says she's going to do the laundry, but she doesn't do it. Okay? Any little thing that is going to annoy him, that's what she's going to do. Now, if she does it over a period of time, he can be abusive. I'm not saying that any man or any woman who does it occasionally, once in a while, they should go to jail. They should be called out on it, okay? Because I don't want jail for everything and anything.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
That's the road we're going down, okay? In Germany, as Divine had said on Mr. Talk Show, you can't even offend somebody. If you call them a bad word, you can be fined. Pretty soon, I'm guessing, it's because of the slippery slope in the precedent it's been already had, that you can go to jail. This is the course that we're on. We have to stop it because we are being divided, and it's not good.
Right. Okay. I've got some people who want to come in. So I've got 111.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I just read your show description.
Good afternoon, Beasley. Hold on.
Good afternoon, Beasley.
I'm good. Yeah, Beasley's here. He's on 111. Just want to say, Beasley, before you come in, on Tuesday we were quite rude, so I'm hoping tonight you're going to be better behaved, so I'll just mute you. Just going to let you know. I have to let you know before you actually speak. So Tuesday, you kind of pissed me off because you were really rude. But tonight, I just hope you're going to behave. All right?
I'm trying to recall the conversation.
Yeah, I bet you don't recall the conversation. I record it. It's recorded, and I recognize it. But, you know, let's move on. Today's Thursday.
Well,
how can I help you?
I'm trying to understand this emotional abuse that men are so overwhelmed with that they can't walk away from it. I don't believe there's any victims in life, particularly in relationships. There's only volunteers. No one forces you to be with someone and be subjected to whatever type of games they're playing. And there are women that play games and there's men that play games. But if you recognize that someone is playing games with you and not being sincere with you or is trying to manipulate you or screw with you, then that's your recourse is to not be involved with that person. Now, that takes some strength, okay, particularly if you care okay. about someone. But I don't buy into this. I don't buy into this at all. And I know that it exists, but at the end of the day, you have control over your actions and your reactions. And if someone is doing something, you're in a relationship, and someone is doing something intentionally to bother you or get a reaction out of you, and you you participate in it, then you are volunteering.
Okay.
There's no need to hit a woman. There's no need to even participate in any of that. I'll finish up, and I'm not going to be rude. A strong man doesn't have to deal with any of that nonsense.
Okay. Have you ever been hit by a woman?
Yes.
What did you do?
Well, I've been hit on a couple of occasions.
All
question
right.
is, what did you do?
What did you do?
Sometimes you take it like a man.
Mm.
But what are you doing other times?
Sometimes someone may react reflexively before you even get a chance to think about what you're doing. But a smart person recognizes these things and learns from their experiences, and a fool continues the same behavior when it hasn't worked out well. So as far as this victimhood with men, and I'm only speaking in terms of men, there's no victims out here. These are volunteers. They are volunteering to
okay.
be in these situations. Now, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, of course you would.
Well,
that's the dumbest
let me just
thing I've ever heard in my life.
You are nuts. Okay, let me just, I know it's my house wants to come in, but before he does, I want to read out something I had on Facebook from Richie Mays, who sometimes listens into this show, one of my followers, and thank you, Richie, for your comment. He says, I think the numbers are not increasing. More men are coming forward and reporting abuse. It's not the reporting that is fascinating, but how learned behaviors and responses to certain influences of society are gathering notoriety. For example, mass media in particular films are now shown images of women exhibiting behavior that is as violent as men. More and more women are being shown as manipulative and controlling as men. Also, with a focus on equality for women, more and more women are no longer assuming the role of victim. I think that in itself is an interesting phenomenon. In terms of equality and power in a relationship, women are beginning to redefine their role. What I see is a response to the idea submissiveness truncated into a position of assertiveness within the relationship. However, that may represent the actions of a majority of women. For traditional women, roles in a relationship continue. So I don't know what you guys think about that. It's my house. Welcome to the show.
Yes, glad to be here.
How you doing?
I agree with much of what Beasley has to say. You don't. I'm in my 50s, and I've never had a dramatic moment in any relationship I've been in. I just don't play into it. There's 7 billion people on the planet. Why get yourself all upset over one? Now, there is abuse in relationships and I'm talking about with the topic of your show today, for some basic reasons. Number one, particularly in Western countries, generally speaking in Western countries, women get a pass. Women basically can act like assholes and not be called assholes. If men do the exact same thing, we get called punks, assholes, faggots, and everything else. The next, so women get a pass. Number two is legislation. at least in the United States, this a lot of this behavior is backed up by law. They can get away with stuff. And along with that, and this doesn't apply to every woman. This is case-by-case basis. The government has replaced the man in the household. Uncle Sam is essentially a sugar daddy if a woman wants it that way. I mean, she can get police protection. She can get medical supplies, food, all that from the government. And a lot of women abuse men not so much physically, but mentally and spiritually, because they can use their court system and bankrupt them, to say nothing of the self-esteem. So that's how it's done. But Beasley says, and I'm with Beasley, I don't play into it, and I'm in my 50s. I just don't play with it. There's three of us, there's 3 billion women on this planet. I'll get another one.
Oh, a strong man speaks. You see, weak men play into that stuff. It takes strength. You know, it's real simple. They start playing with you. You stay strong. And whatever it takes, you have to do. Hang the phone up, ask them to leave your home, walk away from them. And if they're into you, they'll come back around. See, a man, if he knows how to be a man, can handle these situations. And what the gentleman said about the law and the way things are set up, there's double standards between men and women throughout society. That's the way that it is. If someone is not willing to cooperate with you and see things your way or compromise with you and respect you, then you don't have to be with that person. It's simple.
Okay.
It's so simple. And to hear anybody that's whining, crying, I'm talking.
Yeah, I know. You're going to ramble.
I'll be quick. I'm talking.
You're
don't
never
be rude.
Quick. Hurry up.
Oh, Lord. Can you guys show some respect? Come on.
This is an example of someone acting emotionally.
Hurry up.
This is an example of someone acting emotionally. And this is why this person probably has a problem with women.
Because they act emotionally.
They're not able to control themselves. It's real simple. There's no victims out here. These are volunteers.
Okay, you said that.
And like the gentleman just said, when someone plays into it, you're going to end up...
And this is an example of a rambling mind who can't get to the point. Hurry up. Are you two finished? This is an example of doublespeak. This is an example where both guys are saying, well, I'm not going to be involved in that situation, which is very true. You don't have to be involved in that situation if you have that particular type of choice. But we on this talk show, we already had an example of kids who didn't have a choice. You have an example of millions of men who don't have a choice because they're married. You have examples of millions of men who are in relationships and don't see any signs until they get into a committed relationship. And then when they're in the relationship, men have been indoctrinated with, well, it's your fault. So you go along with it for a while. And as both of you have already stated, especially in-house, there's the legal system. So when you have a legal system that buttresses this type of entitlement behavior that women have, and in addition to that, the kind of a mentality that men have is that, well, she's right, I'm wrong. You continue with this type of relationship when it becomes psychologically abusive. That's how it's explained, Beasley. And if there was another show talking about the opposite of this particular show, you would go on with the opposite view just to be an asshole.
Wow. Wow. Hold on for a minute.
What a whiny response. If someone is married, they can end the marriage. No one forces you to be with anyone.
Right.
Really?
No one forces you to do.
I just explained it to you.
Joe, let me try.
Okay. My turn.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Stanley. Hold on, Stanley.
And welcome to the show.
What a crybaby.
Okay, but hold on.
Let me try something.
Stanley, I want you to hold on.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
We have John D. co-hosting this show, and I just want to ask Mr. Talk, did he want to bring someone in or do something?
Yes, I'm going to bring Sister Ngoni in. She has a call.
All right,
Sister,
so Stanley, you have to hold while Sister Ngoni speaks first, okay?
No problem, no problem. Hey, hi, Mr. Talk, by the way. Hi, Ebony.
Yo,
great show, like usual. Yeah, go ahead.
Greetings, Ebony, and everyone. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
I was just thinking about the fact that, you know, we as men and women are energy, and it's about frequency and resonance. And I think we attract in our lives opportunities to learn and grow. I used to watch my grandson and his wife. I stayed with him for a couple of months before I got my own place when I moved to Florida. And every Monday they would run to the TV and watch that movie, The Atlanta Housewives. And then I would watch them the rest of the week act out the behavior that they watched on television. I mean, you know, and so I think we're also influenced by societal influences, you know, in some way. But they're in their 20s, you know. But regardless of what age you are, I think those, you know, that we all have room to grow and to learn. And so I just would like to end by saying I think it's about frequency and resonance, and we attract that which we need to experience in order to grow. And if anyone, man or woman, is in an abusive relationship, it's because they don't love themselves enough, and they're either codependent or they have something to learn about themselves. You know, sometimes, you know, you can go years without being in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And so then you can attract situations that give you an opportunity to reflect and to become stronger and empower yourself and love yourself. So that's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Talk, anybody else, or can I bring Stanley?
No, that's it. Going to bring Stanley in. I'm good. Going to bring
all
Stanley
right,
in.
Bring Stanley. Oh, Stanley, welcome to the show.
Yes. I'm very surprised that we're talking about that, because that's a subject that I heard that we should have talked a long, long, long time ago. But whenever we bring that subject, that women could be violent as men, we don't want to hear about that. We don't hear it on the news. We don't hear it nowhere. We don't hear it. We hear just men are evil, men are bad, men is the worst, men are beaters, men. We never hear the other side of things. Women could be as evil as men. We never hear the responsibility of women. We always hear women are victim, women are this, women. Hear me wrong, women are great. But we never hear the greatness of men. We live in a society, and I'm going to have to agree with you, we live in a society that we put masculinity like it's nothing anymore. Perfect example, you could go from shows, from TV shows, from everything that you're watching, from to the point, like if you go to the point of, well, look at Star Trek, if you want to take an example. Look at when we had Captain Kirk, the way we were representing men. That was Captain Kirk, and he came all the way to Voyager. Now it's the woman who's a captain. Look at I Love Raymond, where a man is basically being a better man, or not even a pussy man, or whatever man you want to take, and the woman's in charge, and she's doing this, and the man doesn't even have the courage and the courtesy saying, no, you're not going to treat me that way, and everybody's laughing, and everybody's saying, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Men are stupid. We don't need them. And then we're surprised that the violence happened? But we live in a society that the rights of men are not equal to women. Women have more power. Women, basically, if you're married to the wrong woman, you could basically come and become poor. I'm sorry. One of the callers say it's easy. You should leave and everything. I'm sorry. If you're married with that person and you got everything to lose, a lot of men will stay just because of the financial. Put the same law to them that they have. Stop putting laws that people, that when they get divorced, they have to pay 50% and own this and that. We had the perfect opportunity with Robin Williams kill himself because of that, but we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about the abuse of men. We don't. And we're shocked about it and everything.
Did Robin Williams kill himself because of a woman, or did he kill himself because he was depressed about...
No, he killed himself because he owed $30 million after two divorces.
Okay.
And couldn't pay it, and couldn't put the money anymore. It came to the point of being poor. How come a man has to pay $30 million for being divorced and telling you, I don't want to be with you? What justifies $30 million for that?
Can we talk about a question, a subject that you know about yourself personally? So, you know, because the media says whatever. We don't know, okay? That could be the case. Yes, it could be. I just want to ask a question about you personally. Have you ever been abused by a woman?
No, I never accepted, but I saw one of my friends getting abused by a woman, and thank God he basically, a woman basically going to the club and saying, my ex-boyfriend, whatever, is abusing me, and the boyfriend, the policeman came to her, but thank God he had to prove that he was working that day, and he wasn't there, or else he would have got arrested and everything. Thank God he had that proof.
Right.
Just because the woman was like feeling, you know what, you don't want to be with me, I'm going to be your life a living hell. How come, and the thing I want to come back to you, Ebony, how come once a woman does that, we don't have prosecutors saying, you know what, you do that and it's wrong and it's not truthful, we're going to prosecute you for doing that act. How come there's no act about
right.
that?
Because there's no laws.
Okay.
There's no laws for that, Stanley. That's why.
Exactly.
You know, just, you know, and the other thing is not only that there's no laws, you know, there's really not anywhere a man can call into to seek to get the help that he seeks. You know, so,
yeah.
you know, so
well,
that plays, Sandy, that plays into.
I want to ask Sandy about what Beasley said, right? How do you feel about what Beasley said about, you know, if a guy doesn't want to be, and I think it's my house echoed this, right? If a guy doesn't want to be with someone who he feels he's been abused by, and we're not talking about married women, married men and women, because this is a dating show, okay? So you may get in a dating scenario, because I guess you guys aren't married apart from Mr. Talk, but you may get into a dating scenario with a woman, and, you know, it comes to your attention that she's abusive, okay? Different things show up and you just like red flags, she ain't good, this is, what do you do? What do you do when that happens? Are you able to walk away or, you know, would you stay? What would you do?
I'm able to walk away, but many men are not able to walk away because many men think that that woman is the only woman they'll have in their life. If men really had the thing, if men had a meeting with alpha men or great men that would basically make them believe and see you are greatness. Don't let any society or anybody make you feel that you're not. A lot of men would be saying to a woman, see you. But a lot of men stay with a woman because they think in their mind, and they've been taught very little when the mother said, a woman is never wrong, open the door, do this and that, but they never, the mothers or the father never teach their son the other side of a woman. They never teach that, hey, if you're going to do all those things, do it to somebody special. Not everybody deserves that respect. Not everybody deserves you opening the door. Not everybody deserves that you pay the dinner. Not everybody. And all that, when you take that out and you tell men the truth, which we don't, then you'll see things change. But until that doesn't change, you won't see things change. Guys will accept what they think because in their mind they say, hey, I'm staying with this girl because in my mind I think I can get better than her.
Okay. Let me bring Beasley back and allow him to respond because I've muted him whilst you're making your points. Beasley, did you want to respond to what Stanley was saying? Beasley, are you there? Okay.
Stanley's entitled to feel the way he feels. I'm not responsible for the way anybody else feels. We all have different experiences. We're all different men.
Right.
I agree with
that.
I
stated how I felt and how I deal with things.
I know.
The next guy handles his business, that's for the next guy. So
I understand, but Beasley, you cannot tell me that you don't know some men that basically are staying with somebody because they truly believe that they can't have something better than her. And you know there's some men. You and me, we know we'll walk out. I won't accept the violence, and you won't either. But you know some men that will accept that will accept to the point of not even physical violence, emotional violence, and getting yelled at and things like that. We all saw that.
Can I jump in, Ebony?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that was the point I was trying to make earlier. You see, to me, Stanley, you're describing a man who needs to grow emotionally. He needs to love himself, because if you love and respect yourself, you don't hang around while somebody abuses you. But sometimes it takes time for you to recognize that you have parts of yourself that need to be healed, and men have that too, because we're all here to grow and evolve spiritually. So that's what I meant when I said it's about frequency and resonance. We all attract the lessons that we need to learn. And we can learn them like Goddess Ma'at teaches. You can learn them the easy way or you can learn them the hard way. So if people keep getting themselves in situations where they're being abused, that's something that person needs to look at themselves and grow and heal what's inside of them that's causing them to keep attracting abusive situations.
But can I come back to you? We live in a society that put men down every day. We don't live in a society that I wish it was like what you're saying, but if you were going to say what's like it was saying, I should hear the news of saying, oh, some women was violent and some men was violent. Look at the news, look at everything, look at the shows that we have and everything. We don't have that. If you're going to tell me this and you're going to tell me all that energy thing, yes, I agree with what you're saying. But that's not the case, because if that was the case, I should be able to look at the news. I should be able to look at any TV show and see a man who's strong as much as a woman who's strong. Not one side. I should see a show that shows women when they're doing wrong, that some women are saying, you know what, you did wrong. Not the man, you did.
Well, I agree with
you. And nobody's going to save you for that.
I agree with you, Stanley, that it seems that the society is not balanced. That's true. And I don't think that laws can balance it either. I don't think you can regulate hate or you can regulate good behavior. I think that has to come from a person's spiritual growth and willingness to try to grow and to do the right thing, you know, to choose what's right and not lead with their ego or one-upmanship or, you know, I got to win in order for somebody to lose. And so basically, in my view, I mean, I do have empathy for the plight of men, and I'm sure there are many men who are very hurt and angry because of the fact the state has, you know, leaned towards the woman as far as, like, getting custody of children and housing and all that. And in a way, I can understand why the state would do that, because normally before, it was the women that were expected to in this society, to take custody of the children. But however, like in Senegal, it's the opposite. It's the man that gets the children. So different cultures are different. So I'm not trying to ignore the hurt of men. I've listened to some podcasts and heard the issues that men are talking about now. They feel like they've been used to be workhorses and just be used to get material things. And so I understand where you're coming from. I think it still goes back, and I'm done. I think it still goes back to the fact that whether you're a man or a woman, we're here on a spiritual journey, and it's all about frequency and resonance, and we draw to us the lessons that we need to learn, whether we're men or women. And the state can't legislate love. They can't legislate hate away either. So they can write all the laws they want to. We already have 60 million laws. We're probably breaking one right now. I'm done.
Yeah, but if there's no consequence when you do wrong, if there's no consequence when a woman accuses a man of something wrong, then you're not going to have, people are not going to follow, not going to say, kumbaya, I'm going to be okay. If there's no consequence.
Lee, what I'm trying to say is I think it's a spiritual sickness that we see going on in society. That's all I'm saying. You can write all the laws you want to. That hasn't stopped anybody from doing drugs.
I think it would make a major change. If tomorrow you would say that, if you accuse a man of doing something, you better make sure he did it. Because if he didn't do it, you're going to be accused. Trust me, not. A lot of women would think twice. I'm going to go in prison. Yes, you are. You're going in prison.
Well, how come the priests that have been found guilty of pedophilia haven't been arrested? If the law works so good, how come they're not?
That's the church. That's the church protecting them. I'm against that, too. I'm against that, period.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Can I come in? I actually was in an emotional, abusive relationship with my husband. So, I mean, my husband was, as a child, from the age of 11 to 14, he was in one of the boys' homes in Canada, and he was raped and brutalized for all these years. And I mean, the abuse what he suffered was, I couldn't even imagine doing that to anybody. It was sickening, and it still sickens me today, what I read in court records and everything like that. Now, my husband was never physically abusive to me, but mentally he was, because he has had trigger points. And maybe Mr. Talk knows about this, what the military now, military men are now suffering from.
PTSD.
Post-traumatic.
PTSD. Yeah.
Right. And a smell, a word, anything could kick him off. And then all of a sudden there was a totally different person in front of you. Did I ever think about leaving him? Many times I did. But because I knew the problem, I thought maybe I will change him or I can be more understanding to him and all this and all that. But he wanted to, he went and saw counseling, and he only went once, and he stopped going to counseling because the counselor said, well, how did it make you feel when you were raped as a child? And he never went back. So I always said, and my husband then totally agreed, he should have never got married. He wanted to be like every other man, to have a wife, and my kids weren't his children, but he wanted to have children, and he wanted to be a man. But I said to my husband, you know what? You died a long time ago. You are still this little boy in this man's body because you always go back into your past. And this is why he always was emotionally abusive to me. Well, and many times, I tell you, many times the way he spoke to me, I really wanted to get the frying pan and hit it over his head. You know, but I never did. You know?
Can I make a comment on that, what she said?
Yeah.
I'm glad she brought that. I'm glad she brought up her experience with that. I've covered it on my show a couple of times. When she married him, and a lot of people in our society do not know this, Western society, is she mentioned he was in the military at one time. When you go into the military, the government trains you to become a killer. Now, the bad part about that is the government, at least the United States government, does not teach these guys how to turn off the off switch because they do some vile stuff when they're in. And this is even in peacetime. So a lot of people don't know that.
Say it again.
The military trains people to become killers. And they don't train, when these people are released from the military, the government does not teach, they don't hit the off switch. They haven't taught these individuals, both men and women, how to hit the off switch.
Tell
so we had, as a matter of fact, the movie, The Born Supremacy, that's real. And when they come out, like this whole Ferguson thing, you have, like the cop who pulled that trigger, nobody's talked about if he had any military training. So a lot of people get into relationships with people that are in the military or ex-military, and they don't realize this person might be damaged in some kind of way through his military training. The off switch is an off.
Most of them are. You hit the nail on the head.
But see, women, hold up. Hold up. Wait a dang on minute. Hold up. Now, women, hold up. Hold up now.
Before they
see,
get defensive, because you Beasley, told the truth.
Beasley, will you shut up for a moment? Thank you.
That's
all right,
not
now,
polite. The man said something, and I agree with him 100%.
Beasley, I'm speaking now, please. All right? I'm trying to be polite enough today. All right? But see, wait a minute now. See, I'm not disagreeing with what the brother is saying. I am not. But what I am going to add to what he was saying is, you know, in a lot of instances, the spouse of that former military individual knows exactly what those buttons are also. So, I mean, we can look at it one way, but we have to bring in the other dimension, the dynamic of that also, because some spouses know what those points are, and they intentionally try and push them to get you to react a certain way, to get the response that they want. I mean, so
very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, because I mean, I am one of those people, and it took me a while to figure out what was going on me once I retired. So I know exactly what he's talking about, but I have been in situations to where, you know, that has been attempted as well, you know, even right here on Blog Talk Radio. So I am aware of what goes on, and so we have to really take a look at both sides of the house to make sure that we're putting all of it out there so everybody understands that this is just not something that's just, you know, going to go away in the middle of the night. This is here to stay, and we need to continue to have conversations about it. Okay, I'm through.
Right. I agree with you.
Well,
I wanted to say There is an interesting article online. It's from the Oregon Counseling .org, and it's about domestic violence and men. It actually talks about what the characteristics of women who abuse, what they are, okay? And this is what you need to look out for. And this came from a study of a number of situations where men were abused, okay? And they say that a lot of it is down to alcohol abuse. That's a major cause and trigger for domestic violence from women. There are also psychological disorders. There are certain psychological problems, particularly personality disorders, in which women are characteristically abusive and violent towards men. So, you know, if you're finding, and there have been some films where, you know those films where they're always showing women with these personality issues, right? And we laugh about it when we see it on films, or we think it's interesting, but there is actually a serious case of women who have, you know, a few personalities going on. So if you start noticing that in your partner or potential partner, that may be a red flag for you, okay? There's also the issue, some of it, this same personality disorder is associated with suicidal behavior. There's a lot of women who are abusing men who will, you know, suggest that they want to commit suicide over and over again. That's part of the whole abuse thing, to make you feel guilty, to make you not leave them. You know, I will kill myself if you go. You know, how many women that have you ever dated who have told you, you know, if they're really into you and they've gone proper over the top, a bit manic about the whole thing, will say, I'm going to kill myself if you go. If you leave me, I will kill myself. So if you get that kind of situation, that's also a form of abuse. And then you have women who have severe mood swings, or they lie a lot, or they have sexual problems. There's all sorts of issues. But, you know, the red flags when you're coming up against a woman who seems to, you know, really just have outrageous expectations for the relationship that you feel you cannot meet. And when they start going into depression regularly, they're frustrated about anything you do, you never seem to be able to make them happy, that's the red flag to say, maybe you need to check it out, decide what you're going to do. Maybe you need to think about checking out. But you, in some cases, and I absolutely agree with Stanley, isn't just a case of walking away. If there are children involved, you're going to have to think about that. And often, just like women, when women are being abused, the person who's being abused wants to try and fix the person who is abusing. And that's the thing that you've got to get away from. You cannot fix anybody who's an abuser. You cannot fix them. What they need is professional help. And, you know, and they need to address themselves. You know, they need to acknowledge they have a problem first. If they don't acknowledge they've got a problem, that's a problem in itself, okay? And a lot of people who are those kinds of people will be in denial, you know. And they will just go to for help once and never go back again. Right? That is just the kind of thing they do. Normally because they always feel that whatever diagnosis is out there is not their kind of diagnosis, not what I require. That tells you in itself that they are not accepting that they have an issue or a problem. Just something for people to consider.
I just want to chime into that. My ex-husband knew he has had a problem. He definitely knew, and he actually said, nobody can fix what's going on in my head. He said, I wish I could take my brain out and put it in disinfectant and make all that torment in his head go out of the brain, to wash it clean. And he actually agreed. He said, he should have never married me. He should have never married me, a woman who has children. He said it was the biggest mistake he has done to me and my children. And he apologized for that. You know, he said, I can't live with myself. I can't live with the past. And so our relationship, he messed up our marriage. He promised things. It didn't, and the promises never came up. He lied a lot. He wanted to be a person what he could have been, but he would not able to be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because there's a,
I get that.
There's this man, there's
wow.
this persona of a man. A man has to be strong. A man has to be the provider and all this and all that. And he wanted to be that man, but he failed. He was a failure completely. And he destroyed himself. In the meantime, he destroyed